J.H. Campbell tab rises to $80 million on DOE's stay open orders, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. The J.H. Campbell coal plant in Michigan has racked up $80 million in net costs since late May to stay online, per emergency orders from the U.S. Department of Energy. Plant owner Consumers Energy reported in an October 30 filing to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that from May 23 through September 30, 2025, the costs of keeping the 1,420 megawatts plant online were about $164 million, with the utility offsetting $84 million with revenue from selling the plant's output in the MISO markets. J.H. Campbell now costs more than $615,000 per day to operate since DOE issued its first emergency order to prevent the plant's retirement as scheduled May 31, 2025. The plant now is operating under a second emergency order that expires November 19. Consumers Energy divided the costs of running the plant into the two time spans of the emergency orders. From May 20 to August 20, costs swell to $120 million, with $67 million in revenues, leaving $53 million to be paid. From August 21 through September 30, costs reached $44 million, with power sales covering $17 million, leaving $27 million unpaid. Consumers Energy will detail the remaining costs associated with the second DOE order in its next quarterly filing, due to the SEC in late January 2026. Earth Justice Senior Attorney Michael Leanoff said DOE's orders that the Campbell plant remain accessible are extremely expensive. Earth Justice, the Sierra Club, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and others are suing DOE, arguing separately that ratepayers are unfairly expected to pay for the plant's expenses. Forcing this unnecessary coal plant to keep operating is bilking consumers for the benefit of the coal industry. Earth Justice is in court now to stop the administration from harming consumers, trampling markets, and unlawfully usurping the authority of states and regulators to make decisions in the public interest, Leanoff said in a statement. Numbers from EPA's Clean Air Markets Program data show that J.H. Campbell's three units were not consistently generating from July to September, when Unit 1 did not produce power on 25 of the 92 days, Unit 2 was dormant 74 of 92 days, and Unit 3 did not produce power 29 of 92 days. Several organizations continue to argue that DOE's pair of orders remain unnecessary. In a September rehearing request challenging the second DOE order, Earth Justice and several other public interest groups argued that even on June 23, 2025, MISO's tightest reserve margin day of the summer, the RTO had 3.3 gigawatts of offers above what it needed to meet its 119 gigawatts peak demand, with an additional 7 gigawatts of emergency headroom from resources on standby. The groups argued that the primary actors in the electric industry already protect resource adequacy without intrusion from the DOE. The cost of operating the plant is said to be paid by ratepayers across MISO Midwest. Minnesota Public Utilities Commissioner Joseph Sullivan said DOE is infringing on state jurisdiction by ordering the plant to be kept online in rolling, 90-day increments. Sullivan told the MISO Board of Directors September 18 that Consumers Energy, the state of Michigan, MISO and the MISO Independent Market Monitor all agree that J.H. Campbell was properly planned for retirement and not needed for reliability. DOE claims it's directing not states but MISO and FERC to keep the plant open. Sullivan said DOE relied on MISO's previous warnings that resource adequacy was in peril despite the 2025-26 capacity auction clearing sufficient resources. "We need to be careful with our narrative," Sullivan said. He warned MISO against assuming retiring generation will not be replaced or presuming that new load would be brought onto the system without the resources to support it. The Michigan Public Service Commission in late August 2025 accepted annual capacity demonstrations from Michigan's electric utilities, indicating that each has enough capacity to meet customer needs 4 years into the future.